This is Wade Bransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In his latest tirade, President Trump is now threatening to send the National Guard to the border with Mexico, even though illegal immigration is at its lowest ebb in years. New legislation in New York State allows the state education department to look at the educational quality and equivalence of yeshiva schools operated for 57,000 predominantly Orthodox Jewish children, comparing them to other public schools. An academic study of corporate foundations between 1998 and 2015 found a pattern of contributions to 1,087 charities linked to 451 members of Congress. The researchers found that over 7% of corporate donations are intended to buy political leverage. Applied to $18 billion in corporate philanthropy in 2014, that's $1.3 billion, almost four times total Corporate Political Action Committee contributions, and 40% more than corporate lobbying expenses. Facebook said that the personal information of up to 87 million people may have been improperly shared during the 2016 election with Cambridge Analytica, a political consulting firm, a sharp increase from the company's previous estimate. 3,100 Google employees, including dozens of senior engineers, have signed a letter protesting the company's involvement in a Pentagon program that uses artificial intelligence to interpret video imagery and could be used to improve the targeting of drone strikes. Disneyland Resort, which includes a theme park, California Adventure, and nearby hotels, employs roughly 30,000 people in Orange County, where it is the largest employer. Median weekly earnings are only 3% higher in real terms than in year 2000. Germany's High Court has ruled that vehicles using diesel can be banned from some city streets as part of efforts to improve air quality, which could have far-reaching impact on the country's automakers and diesel engine Mercedes-Benz cars. Justice Department estimates that between 4 and 20% of female college students who are raped report the attack to law enforcement. Pew Research found that 58% of Republicans or Republican-leaning respondents believe that colleges had a negative effect on the country. If you have a pension or a 401k or an investment in index funds, there's a good chance that directly or indirectly you own shares of one or more gun manufacturers. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.